Take a break from your busy schedule and join Bonnie Sala, our guest host, for Guidelines for Living.
How much stuff is enough? Have you ever pondered the question in relationship to your own lifestyle? It is not the rich man only who is under the dominion of things, wrote George MacDonald, the man who greatly influenced writer C.S. Lewis. They too, he contended, are slaves who, having no money, are unhappy from it. How much do you really need to be satisfied? Has the media convinced us on a retina display screen that to be satisfied, we must have far more than we actually need? And of course, we think we could be really happy with just that one more thing. One of the most challenging books I've read is Richard Foster's Freedom of Simplicity. In this thought-provoking confrontation with the desire for things, Foster begins the first chapter by saying, "Contemporary culture is plagued by the passion to possess. The unreasoned boast abounds that the good life is found in accumulation, that more is better. Indeed, we often accept this notion without question, with the result that the lust for affluence has become psychotic. It has completely lost touch with reality." In response to what Foster described over two decades ago, a trend called minimalism has intrigued many. Craving meaning over material, 20 million people have resonated with the minimalists. That's the title of the documentary, books, and blog of Joshua Fields Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus. Minimalism, say Milburn and Nicodemus, is a tool to rid yourself of life's excess in favor of focusing on what's important, so you can find happiness, fulfillment, and freedom. In the minimalist quest for meaning, some have tried experiments where they tried to live with only 100 total possessions. Perhaps the minimalists are actually discovering the truth in the words of Jesus Christ. "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." Many have learned that it takes far less than we think to be happy when we discover that meaning comes from within and we break the stranglehold that things have on our lives today. After the explorer Admiral Byrd lived in the Arctic all by himself for months, he wrote these words in his journal, "I am learning that a man can live profoundly without masses of things." A man named Alexander Solzhenitsyn discovered the same thing. In one of his books, he tells about being thrown into a Soviet prison, and systematically, everything he held dear to his heart was taken from him. His books, his home, his friends, and his freedom, almost everything but his very life. Then, Solzhenitsyn said, that a man is never stronger when he has nothing but the treasures which are within his heart. Both Mark and Luke tell about a young man who struggled with this issue of how much is enough. One day he came to Jesus Christ and asked, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus immediately stripped away any misconceptions about adding faith as an ornament to his already opulent life. As he said, "Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." Hardly what he expected. So then, was Jesus against money? No, he was against anything that becomes God and leaves our Heavenly Father on the side. Against anything that holds our hearts more than he does. It's something to think about.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, or download a copy, or subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.